Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands unto the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. Saviors 2023. Tonight is the third night with my father, Reverend Isoda Naba. Are you clapping? It's a blessing to have all of you and a blessing to have you all waiting. The surprise is that tonight we have two power tanks. A friend of mine, Prophet Emmanuel Temda, sent me a message from Tema this morning, Papa, and was saying that, hey, Kofi Odru, me name say to me a good boy, sir. Especially on that pulpit in Alabaster. Me name say to me a calm and sweet and good. Reverend Isud Namu, why you calm, sir? And I'm saying, Papa, so my man go and some atop. I'm saying, the idea, but I'm mean to mean to be good answer. Mama Chrissy, my mother, a woman that believed in me when nobody did, saw a future when I couldn't see the future myself. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman has been a great blessing to me. Today I was telling the day that even W3, what has become the flagship of our ministry by the grace of God, Word Worship Wonders, the W3. It was Mama who took me along. Papa Eastwood was ministering for Apostle Leon Kofi, and Mama took me, Kofi Baoya, and I followed her. I was sitting in that meeting, and the Lord, Papa was ministering. At a point, I was taken off. I could hear him speaking very far away. And then I heard Word, Worship, Wonders. It will be a Sunday morning service. It will be telecast live. At a time, how do you telecast that live? It didn't make sense. But through that meeting, Papa was there, Mama was there. It happened. I'm so honored tonight that Papa is here and Mama is here. I would love Mommy to bring greetings to this wonderful people, and then right after that we receive my father. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my mother.
Wow. After service yesterday, I watched Pastor Eastwood. If he's somebody who is crazy about titles, by now, no. I try out Bishop Umbo. But with your friend, Brother Eastwood, then he's fine. And he was talking about Jacob. And I concluded that saviors don't give up easily. Because the things that Jacob had to endure in the Uncle Laban's home, he refused to give up. He wrestled with an angel. There's a scripture in the Bible. When you go and look for it. It says, take up your cross and follow me daily. Saviors are not quitters.
That's my mother. The spiritual bulldozer, mother of charismatism, and this country. As we are all standing already, I would love the media to help us as we welcome my father. Are you ready, guys? If not, let me, I can do a good introduction. If you are not ready, I can do a good introduction. A tremendous thing concerning this meeting is that it's too prophetic. Among the patriarchs of this nation, God scouted through very fine vessels. Just like Smith Wigglesworth said, God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And he has refined these vessels over time. For over 40 years, all these patriarchs have distinguished themselves with one matriarch. Ladies and gentlemen, this voice has been crying in the desert, preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight, and bringing order, correction, sanity from the pulpit to the pew. I grew up as a young Christian listening to this voice. So standing here this night, it is a dream come true. See in person somebody that I have loved all these years. Ladies and gentlemen, with Jesus' joy, help me welcome my father, the Reverend Eastwood Anaba. If you are not screaming, you are not doing well.
Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. So, amen, amen, amen. Wow. Tonight is so humbling to have Mama Christy Doteta in the house. And it's so humbling. I remember one day I went into a meeting, and it was the same Apostle Lee and Kofi's meeting. And she had just celebrated her 60th birthday. She had just celebrated 60. And as soon as I got into the room, my offering was ready. And I knelt in front of her. And I said, pray for me, that me too, I'll cross 60. I remember that night. I remember that night. And that's because, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, there are certain graces we take for granted. Today I was told about a pastor, and I was told that he passed on when he was 40-something. So sometimes when you see somebody 60, you can take it for granted. So the pastor who lives within that... So the pastor who lives within that territory, I told him, I said, you need to take the years and the age at which this man passed. You must take that timeline and execute a certain war so that you break a pattern. You know, whenever somebody passes, it's time for you to do some kind of spiritual legislation, execute spiritual counsel. The Bible said, in the year when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Now, that means that death results in other things. I remember some time ago, a man of God passed, and he was the founder of a church. And the Lord told me, go and stay in that town 3 days to the funeral. I want to show you what happens when the founder of a ministry dies. And when I went to that particular city, I saw what maybe pastors in that city didn't see. I went there 3 days with my wife. And I told my wife, I said, we are going to stay in the city and see, you know, when Jesus died, the Bible said that there was darkness. If you remember, there was darkness. And there was an earthquake. It means that there are certain human beings, when they leave the earth, the sun responds, the moon responds, stars will respond. You know, you talk about Barak, you talk about Sisera and that war. And the Bible said the stars fought in their courses. Well, these are all for some other time for you to understand. These people that found churches and ministry, listen, they are human oracles. If you want a better word, I cannot give you. But you know what, people? Because you insult them so much, you don't understand that sometimes adia udin atemno, what is a biblical or spiritual bosom. And your bosom in the sense of bosom. Now you know, bosom kura obidin, nipa din, and a wo bosom so. Go and check. Go and check bosom when pie kwa. Nipa bi and a deep bosom ne be see ho. So in terms of the things of God, the Bible said the word became flesh. That is another thing for you to investigate. That the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Now, because today is a very spiritual night, your brain may scatter tonight. But if it scatters, you put it back together. Now, so I went to this town, and I went to look at what happens when the founder of a ministry passes. And I played only one song. You are not a God created by human hands. William McDowell. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. So you are God alone from before time. Oh, don't get up, just sit. You are on your throne. You are God. And right now, in the good times and bad. I sat at the funeral and I looked at everything. And the Lord said, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Some of you don't know why I'm so crazy about buildings. The Lord spoke to me at that funeral. And then he told me, any building you are building, you lay the foundation. Believe me to finish it. Then believe me to function in it. And believe me to have fun in the building. Lay the foundation. Finish it. So I started understanding that as the founder of a ministry, the devil may prevent you from laying foundation. And when you've even laid the foundation, he will try to kill you before you finish. So the Bible said, tell Zerubbabel, your hands have laid the foundation. Your hands also will finish. And sometimes, you will finish the building and this same devil will not allow you to enter and function in the building. By the time you finish it, maybe you have a stroke, you are sick, you have dementia, you cannot function in the building. Or sometimes by the time you finish the building, you build a church, but it ends up becoming a supermarket. It will not serve the purpose for which you built it. And then there are times till you finish this whole building, you are functioning in it, but there's no prosperity, there is no blessing, you cannot have fun in the building, there is no excitement in the building. So lay the foundation, finish it, function in it, and have fun in that building. So I pray that prosperity on the building you are building. Amen. That anything you are building, may this be your portion. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So I went and stayed there, and the Lord taught me one thing after the other. Let's kill the organ. Okay. The Lord taught me one thing after the other. And I shared them with my wife. So I understand when the founder of a ministry leaves the earth, some of the things that can happen. Now you, in your naive way, and in your generation when you are in a hurry to insult people, some of you, even if you see a lion, you will attempt insulting the lion. Can you take a CB out in them? Who could deny an attempt? So, you know, I went there, and with all honor to this man who had passed, I went there, I said, let me see what happened. What happens? And I saw many things. And that particular situation, that particular man who passed, up till today, where he passed, I'm waiting for a replacement. At least I haven't seen it yet. Over there, the Lord told me, he said, some of these men, they cannot be replaced. And I said, Lord, why? He said, what he gave them, they didn't treat it right. Nyame or my replacement. Na nipedi bi oman nanti e biase ano. Mami misam. Obitse santasia mwaku. Replacement no way. Archbishop Benson Idohosa or Titi Mama Christi. Replacement even Nigeria away. Odia nanti nanti ne bisa. For our Roberts. Lester Samro. Those kind of people. But that's not why I'm here tonight. Tonight I'm here to talk about saviors. The Bible said in the book of Obadiah, not these saviors. If you don't have this book, get it, because these are the, I told you, the last copies we have on sale are the ones that are here. So go and get them and read. go and get them and read Saviors. I won't go through all the titles again. I did it yesterday. But as for these ones, they belong to Mama Christie. So I will hand them over to you. Thank you. So they belong to the woman of God. Okay. So those are all hers. So Mama, God bless you for being. You have no idea. Call a matriarch. But these are some of the saviors that have walked on the face of the earth. Now, Obadiah 1:21 says, saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. And when the Bible uses that word saviors, the saviors included people like Ehud, Barak, Deborah, Jephthah, Samson, David. They are the people the Bible speaks about in the Hall of Faith. And Gideon and Hebrew said that, time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David and of Samuel and of the prophets. Time will fail me. And that is because so many of them have walked the face of the earth. And some of them will never recognize them. No, they've walked on the face of the earth. We don't recognize them. And that word savior is two possible Hebrew words. Two Hebrew words are variously translated savior in our English Bible. Some translators take saviors from the Hebrew word Moshiach. And Moshiach means a deliverer or a savior, a rescuer. Some too take it from the word Yashar. And Yashar means to free. It means to save. It means to rescue. It means to deliver. And it means to be opened wide. So whether it's Moshiach or Yashar you talk about, you are talking about somebody whom God uses to save people. So this person is not saying, I am the savior in the sense in which Jesus Christ is the savior. Because there is only one who saves our soul from sin and from death and destruction and takes us to heaven. None other can do that. Nevertheless, in the limited sense, God uses a human being to save other people from some situations. And I'm praying that some of you will know that God wants to use you to save your family. Amen. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Can somebody go out there and be the savior of a city, or a nation, or a land? Although the word savior is not used in the New Testament, because we understand savior is used in the New Testament only of Jesus, but with the background of the meaning of the word, I want to look at a certain man as the savior of some kind of people, that God used him to save some kind of people. And that man was a man called Philip. There was a situation in the New Testament where there was a murmuring among the Grecian Jews, the Grecians, okay, the Greek speaking Jews, okay, the Hellenists. In Acts chapter 6, their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. That means that the food, the distribution of food and other basic necessities, these widows were neglected. And Peter said something. He said, we cannot leave the word of God and prayer and take care of these mundane activities like food distribution. So let us look for some men, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, and let us appoint them over these matters so that they will take care of this business. And among the people they elected, one was called Philip. And that word Philip is somebody who is, it means somebody who is a lover of horses and somebody who is fond of horses. So they neglected these people to save the widows from starvation. This man was faithful with his assignment. So when in Acts chapter 8, there was a scattering of the believers because of persecution. God took this Philip and threw him into a city called Samaria. Samaria was a very strong place. There was a man in the Samaria by the name of Simon the sorcerer who used witchcraft to dominate the entire city. The city was under bondage until this Philip came and the power of God broke loose and there was a revival. The Bible said that unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of those that were possessed of them. And them that were sick of palsy and that were crippled were healed. And my Bible said, in the midst of all this revival, Simon the sorcerer himself also believed and was baptized and followed Philip, beholding the miracles that he did until John and what is his name? Peter came into the city and this revival was going on. But what I'm about to talk to you today is the sensitivity of a savior. Sensitivity. Yesterday I talked about the sacrifice of a savior. Today I want to talk about sensitivity. Philip was a seriously sensitive human being. Listen, if you want to be a savior, you must develop supernatural sensory organs for hearing. And when you hear, you must be able to follow. Every serious deliverer is a listener. They hear voices you can't hear. They see things you cannot see. They are very sensitive. Seriously sensitive. Now, persecution threw this man into Samaria. But knowing the kind of person Philip is, I don't think he just appeared in Samaria by chance. No, I would not be surprised if he went there deliberately. Or the Spirit of God told him, get up and go to Samaria, because of the kind of person we are dealing with. But then, in the midst of the revival, everything was going on. And there was this Ethiopian eunuch who was the treasurer of the queen of Ethiopia. And he had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was going back to his country. But the man was not born again. He was not saved. He needed salvation. There is a debate whether the Ethiopian eunuch was the first Gentile to be saved or Cornelius. Some kind of people prefer to say it was Cornelius. But as a black man from Africa, I prefer to say it was the Ethiopian eunuch. Although many Bible commentators don't want to admit that, because something that belongs to us, most of the time they don't want to give it to us. They will give it to other people. I want to be diplomatic about that. I want to be diplomatic on that. But this nice man, big man from Ethiopia, is coming from Jerusalem. And he has gone to worship and he must be saved. So God needed somebody to send to go and bring him to Christ. And God had to talk to somebody who can hear. I pray. But you see, the hearing of this man, Acts chapter 8 and the verse number 26. The Bible said that, and the angel of the Lord speak unto Philip and said, arise. The angel of the Lord speak unto Philip and said, arise and go toward the south. Now watch this. It's the angel that said. But look at verse 29. I want to show you something and come back. For those of you who are lazy readers of the Bible. Verse 29. And the Spirit said unto Philip. So one moment it was the angel who said. This time the Spirit said. But look at verse 39. Verse 39. And when they were come up to the water, the spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. So an angel speak. The spirit spoke. Third instance, the spirit caught him and carried him to Azotus. When I get to the end of the scripture, I will show you why the spirit didn't speak that he should go to Azotus, but the spirit carried him and threw him in Azotus. There are some places if God tells you to go, you will never go. Some of you have never investigated Azotus. I will take you into Azotus today. Empty. Some of you. Lord, I pray for the Azotus experience. Who named Azotus? The name of this place is Ashdod. And it occurs only once in the New Testament. And this is the name it was given, Azotus. But it was actually called Ashdod. And I will show you what the Ashdod is when I get to the end of my message. But let me go back to verse 26. Okay. This is just to help you next time read your Bible well. Read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. I'm trying to save my voice, okay? And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. But you see, when you read Acts 8:8, this man came to a city that was rough, demon possessed, bound. Everything in that city was demonic, because Simon the sorcerer had scattered the whole place. A man now comes and preaches. I'm still on the verse 8. And the Bible said, and there was great joy in that city. Then God said, leave the great joy in the city and go to the way in the wilderness. Maybe so. A radical church said, move ministry, no? From Accra, Fakot Nakwanduri. No. Listen, I've been hearing God speak to men of God to relocate. But many times, he tells them to relocate from a poor place to a rich place. When you hear a man of God say, God told me to relocate, it is normally from an inconvenient place to a convenient place. So God relocates people from Ghana to America, from Bogatanga to Accra, from Navrongo to Kumasi. But the other way around, like the way God moved this man from London to Accra, normally it doesn't happen. No, say when would London, Big Ben, London Eye? No, any of the Accra, at least when you. Then the Lord will tell you, stop everything in London. Go to Accra. You may see all these. See Alabaster. Hear all the TA. But you see, when he came here, there was no TA, because even when you shout TA, there was no social media to pick it. It was like leaving light to go into darkness. Where you have a life you are living, and you must leave it and go to another place. But you see, there were souls in Ghana to be saved. So sometimes God can tell you, leave one place and go to another. But you see, what baffles me is, how did Philip know that this one is the angel of the Lord who said, and this one is the spirit who said? How did he dichotomize between the voice of the Spirit and the voice of an angel. That means these people are experts in the things of the Spirit. The angel of the Lord. And there are many kinds of angels. So this could have been Angel Michael. It could have been Angel Gabriel. It could have been the angel in charge of the city of Samaria. It could have been the personal angel or the guardian angel of the Ethiopian eunuch. And it could have been the guardian angel of even Philip himself. Every one of us, there is an angel that goes with you. And the Holy Ghost moving with you has got symbols he uses. So, for example, when Jesus came out of the water, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost in the bodily shape like a dove came upon him. But on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit settled on them like cloven tongues, as of fire. Then sometimes the Spirit is like a wind, and sometimes it's like a rain. I'm trying to say something, but it's quite difficult. It's quite difficult. So you read the Bible, and the Bible talks about a beast with seven eyes. Then talks about all these things. Those are all manifestations of the Spirit of God. So I know when the Holy Ghost moves in my life. Is it a fire, rain, water, oil, river? No, I know when the Holy Ghost moves in my life. The form sometimes he can take. I won't describe it to you because that is personal between me and God. But I remember one day a prophet told me, he said, Papa, I wouldn't even say, say Holy Ghost, and we'll move on. There is a way I will move. And he described something to me, and I said, this man is a true prophet. He can see. This man can see. This one can see. So, I know why the people fall. I know why sometimes it's like a wind blew somebody. I know why sometimes some of the people look at me and start screaming and they are running. I know. And you know, sometimes if you want to know the spirit that is on a man of God, don't ask pastors. Because the spirit that is on a man of God, pastors don't see it. They are too blind to see it. Go and ask the people who are falling down, the ones who are running, the ones who are rolling down the floor. They are the ones seeing it. They see something the rest of us don't see. They feel, oh, especially pastors. You want you. Ain't it afraid of pastors? Ain't it afraid of pastors? Pastors are people who go to church to observe what is happening. They don't go to participate. So go to many churches. The Holy Ghost avoids the front room. No, like the way yesterday you were lying on the floor on your face. No, few pastors go through that. The Holy Ghost just said, hey, don't touch him. Holy Ghost calls pastors, don't touch me. Don't touch him. Hey, no so fun. O minister, no matter how anointed you are, you are afraid God to lay your hands on the pastor. Hey, the word of a show. A show say. Hey, don't try it. Don't try it. Am I teaching anything at all? So, the angel of the Lord said to Philip, leave the city in which there is the joy and go to the south. There is a road from Gaza to the desert. leave the city and go to the desert. I want scriptures. Leave the city and go to the desert. The road in the desert. Get up and go there. And it was an angel. Can the angel of the Lord lead you to marry a poor man? Can the angel of the Lord look at a poor man in a service and say, that's your husband, and he's standing? Who see angel? When will he? Angel, look again. That is why many are not married. Can the angel of the Lord lead the pastor to fill up his church with souls? The answer is no. The people who are likely to come to your church, when the angel shows you those people, you won't listen because you want rich people, parliamentarians, affluent human beings. You don't want Wahilians in your church. But when I check the Messiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to and recovering of sight to the blind. Those are the people he has sent me to. Can the angel talk to you? Get down from your V8 and sit in the Kekenapep. No, Lord. No, Lord. Or you are a very big pastor. Can a pastor who meets in a classroom invite you as the main speaker to his convention? Reverend Istudanaba, I want to invite you to my church as the speaker to my convention. Where is the church? Then I say, oh, we meet in a classroom in Kotobabi. Because we share. Won't mean top plane ticket. Won't me and mommy hotel and them who frame me in a year. So you know what? The angel is not speaking to you. Flamboyance will speak to you. Money will speak to you. Human attraction will speak to you. I'm not preaching at all. I'm not preaching. So you know, some of the parts of the world, God does not send people. Angels don't send them. Angels don't send them because if an angel sends them, they won't go. If your church is in Trasaco Valley, can the Lord lead you to go and start a church in Nima and move from Trasaco to Nima? Maybe in same name, maybe questions can be bisa. And the angel. Anytime you see I'm trying to get the verse, bring me the verse. Instead of my face, I've seen my face so often. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he didn't even tell him what he was going there to do. But they're sorry not come. I think the message is very interesting. I don't want to scream because I don't want to irritate my throat. I want to end the message. I read this scripture today, I felt like crying. I said, God, are we men of God or we are entertainers? Hey,
Jesus.
Are we, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So are we children of God or we are comedians? Can the Spirit speak to you? Can an angel talk to you? Can you be sitting in your house in a small church in a classroom? They are drumming, brigand, 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 brigand. And an angel will tell you, go to the convention of that small church. Today, a man of God was telling us a story. His back broke and he was crippled. He couldn't walk. And then he said there was a small church where he belonged to. And he was playing the boogam, boogam, boogam. You know that thing, small churches, they don't have nice equipment like this. That boogam, 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 boogam. So one day, he was playing the boogam, 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 boogam. And then the Spirit of God moved on him. He said he heard a noise at his back. Bah! And he thought something had happened to him. He said, Chai, now my back is broken forever. By the time he realized, he got up from it. He got up. And then he carried the drums and continued beating them. His mother took him to 37. They said every bone is repaired. He told me that story with my daughter there. He received his miracle at an ordinary church. Some of you, you attend conventions of only big churches. No. Tie. Say, I sorry be a convention, no more classroom. More. Even if God says, get up and go to the desert. That is why many are not saved. Many are not healed. Many are not delivered. Many don't have a breakthrough. Go and dip yourself in the river Jordan 7 times. He said, Abana and Fapa are better rivers. Why are you sending me to the Jordan? When was the last time you listened to a preacher who was preaching at a lorry station? That maybe you are passing by the lorry station and you hear a preacher with megaphone. Ahuja megaphone. Ubiyan sakramu njia jama mboi na mufa muhume irade. Mine jasang kwa siyasem na uka. You won't listen. You want to go home and turn your TV on to TBN. Where an American is speaking and you can't even understand. Am I teaching? Yeah. If you were listening to the people you should really listen to, you would have been delivered by now. You would have been blessed by now. The pastors who carry the real miracle working power of God, you ignore them every day. Am I talking to you? So the angel spoke to a human being. angel spoke to him. I asked myself a question today. I said, of all the work I do, how many times do angels really talk to me? Master Brantia Philippi, the lover of horses. And the man could run like a horse, obey God like a horse. You know something about the horse? You sit on the horse, you control the horse. Wherever you want the horse to go, that is where the horse goes. And that was Philip. Wherever the angel wanted him to go, wherever the Holy Ghost wanted him to go, like a horse, that is the way he obeyed God. Zadipra Rosi Zalima Gudia Adanemi Keferi Kamasi. The Lord told me today, he said, you belong to a generation where people have ministries, but they don't have God. Jesus! They have ministries, but they don't have God. He said, my son, that is the generation you belong to. They open churches, but they don't open the gate of heaven for people to enter. They say, but the Spirit didn't tell them to say. Their mind told them to say. Atamaniyama. Have a friend. He's a prophet. He told me, he said, Pastor Eastwood, I'm sad to tell you that your generation died years ago.
Jesus.
I told him, I said, prophet, I don't understand. He said, Pastor Eastwood, you are an old generation of people who lives in a modern world, and you better start understanding it. That is because the way you think and your understanding of ministry, all those people, they died years ago. This modern world, the people see ministry different. The angel Makatoniasia said to a man, and the man heard it, if an angel speaks, will you hear? Have you seen an angel before? Oh, is that Dr. Wilson? Thank you, sir. I'll see you after the meeting. Please forgive me. You see the way I'm speaking and taking my words one by one? That is why you couldn't get me. I've really been doing some spiritual warfare with my throat. Angels are walking on earth seeking human attention, but the human beings cannot see them, and even if they could see them, they are too busy to pay heed to angels. And uni angels omon komo enye de, it's like taking vitamins enye de. Today I told my children, I said, force me to take vitamins. Angels omo kasa to say vitamin enye de ba uhia. They will tell you to move from the city of joy where the big revival is, with the numbers, the crowd. No, the crowd was in Samaria. God said, go to desert, and he was going to desert to go and meet only one man. So the angel speak unto Philip, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Verse 27. And he arose and went. He's different from Ananias. God told Ananias, get up and go. There is a man called Paul. And in the case of Ananias, God even described it. He's praying and he's fasting. He hasn't eaten anything for 3 days. Go and pray for him to receive the Holy Ghost and receive his sight. God gave Ananias the details. Ananias argued with God. You know, sometimes one of the most stupid and dumb things to do is to be arguing with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I've heard by many. This man is evil. He has come to kill people. God told him, get up and go. But the Holy Ghost was grieved. So after Ananias finished his assignment, we never heard of him again. And when Paul had to go and join himself to the disciples in Damascus, Barnabas was the one who introduced him. Where was Paul who prayed for him to receive the Holy Ghost? Sorry, where was Ananias who prayed for him to receive the Holy Ghost? Where was Ananias who prayed for him to receive his sight? Ananias was the prime witness. Who could have told the apostles, this man is genuinely converted? Ananias had run away. So it was Barnabas who took his hand. So in Acts chapter 13, when he said there were teachers and prophets who were praying, and the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Saul, he said, and Barnabas. Why? Ananias has been rejected. God had thrown Ananias away because Ananias was not sensitive to save a man who was blind and who needed the Holy Ghost. God rejected Ananias. And by Acts chapter 14, we are told the apostles, Paul and Barnabas, it should have been teachers and prophets, Ananias and Paul, apostles, Ananias and Paul. But Ananias messed the whole thing up, and a man called Barnabas stepped in his place. But watch this. God now watch even Peter himself. When Peter in Acts chapter 9 was to go to the house of Cornelius, Peter argued with God, I am not eating anything unclean. Since from my childhood, I haven't eaten anything unclean. God was just telling him about the ministry between the Jews and the Gentiles. And he showed him four-footed animals, animals that are clean and unclean, because everything about clean and unclean is about Gentiles and Jews. The vessel came. He said, Lord, I've not eaten anything that is unclean. The vessel went up, came the second time. He said, I've not eaten anything unclean. The vessel came, went up third time, and up to the third time, Peter had not eaten. So when Peter was to go down, the Lord said, when you go down, go with them, don't ask any questions. But you see, the Holy Ghost was grieved. When he went, he did what he had to do, like Ananias. But after that, the ministry to the Gentiles was committed to Paul instead of Peter. But you see, God had given them the keys of the kingdom of heaven, not the keys of Jerusalem and Judea alone. Peter and others were supposed to have access to the whole world. They were dithering and disobeying the Holy Spirit until that ministry was taken from them and given to a certain man called Saul of Tarsus. One thing I determined from the time I was a young preacher is that, Father, any place I should stand in ministry, give me the humility and the wisdom for nobody ever to take my place. Because I read in the scriptures, his bishopric, let another man take. I will not be fooling around when somebody is receiving an anointing to come and take my place. Are you with me tonight? Because we are starting. Let's go there. So he arose and he went into the wilderness. And then he saw, I want the scriptures back so I can read. Are you there with me? These Accra scriptures are slow. I think the seawater freezes them. Okay. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia. And this word Ethiopia is the Greek word scorched. That means something that is scorched by the sun. So definitely, this was a black man. An eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Let's keep going. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. This time, not the angel. The angel has brought him as far as the way. But to join the chariot, the angel may find it difficult to convince him. Because this is somebody's personal property. You see, when you are sent to go to the wilderness, which belongs to no one, like if God says, okay, get up, go to Koklomilemle, go and preach. It's very easy. An angel can tell you that. But if the angel now says, enter somebody's bedroom, or his living room, you may argue. So this time, the angel said, Miami Dewey, the sovereign spirit of God with sovereignty, omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence must take over. This is not the work of an angel now. So the spirit took over and said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. So the spirit took over. And Philip knew that this time around, this was the voice of the spirit. So let's go to the verse 30. And Philip ran.
Hey. Hallelujah.
This man, the horse, lover of horses, is running. Running. One thing I tried to do with God's instructions is to run. No, I mean personal near man. No, be your sort of fast. And Philip ran. Keep that to meet him. Listen, people who are saviors, they don't walk, they run. Check your Bible. David and Goliath. Goliath was walking towards David. The Bible said, and David ran to meet him. You have been shouting all these days. You have been shouting for days and nights, intimidating the people of God, insulting everybody. I'm in a hurry to kill you. Somebody must be in a hurry to be saved, in a hurry to be healed, in a hurry to be delivered, in a hurry to bring a prayer. You are the savior. I meet some people who say, well, they don't want to be rich at once. I say, you are fortunate. Your people have not suffered long enough. Listen, I don't believe in Sakawa prosperity. But I also believe that God can make somebody rich within 24 hours. Listen. The four lepers at the gate of Samaria, within 24 hours, they had prospered and they brought everybody out of poverty. I declare, somebody, within weeks, months, I see an anointing coming upon you quickly, prosperity coming upon you quickly, power coming upon you quickly, doors opening for you quickly, your miracle happening quickly. So the Bible said, and Philip ran hither to him, and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and he said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he will come and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a scripture, as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before is dumb before his shearers, so openeth he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the Enoch answered Philip and said, I pray you, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the Enoch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. Verse 39. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. The Spirit of the Lord carried him, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. That word to catch away is the Greek word harpazo. And harpazo is the same word that the Greek uses for rapture. Now, so the angel said, they became Bibia Chiremo and Adju. Said, for some people, the spirit will start speaking. For some people, the angel will start speaking. But there are few people on earth, few. They are not very many. The spirit will catch them away. They are not many. They are not many. The spirit caught him away. And to catch away means is the word harpazo, and it means to seize. So we are moving from one difficulty to the other. The angel led him into the wilderness, but for him to lead this black man, a Gentile whom they, the Jews, have despised for so many years, an assignment which even Peter could not understand. No angel could have told Philip, go and join this chariot and preach to a black man. The Holy Ghost had to take over. I came to tell somebody here today, your next assignment, an angel will speak. The Holy Ghost will speak. Go near. Join yourself to this chariot. What about if this chariot carries me to Ethiopia? Go near. Join yourself to this chariot. Ah, Jesus. Going to the way of the wilderness was quite easy. But join the chariot is another assignment altogether. But then, that one too is easier than going through Azotus. Azotus, that word means a stronghold. Azotus. Azotus. That word means a stronghold. And it is the Greek version of the word Ashdod. And anybody who knows about Ashdod in the Old Testament, it was a Beye place. It was a city of the Philistines, about midway between Gaza and Joppa, 3 miles from the Mediterranean. It was one of the chief seats of the worship of Dagon, the god of the Philistines. It belonged to the tribe of Judah, but Judah never got to have actual possession of Ashdod or Azotus. It was an important city, that is Ashdod. And it stood on the high road from Egypt to Palestine. And it was a strong and fortified place. King Uzziah took it. But 50 years after his death, the Assyrians took it back. The only place in the New Testament where Ashdod is mentioned again is Azotus. So, the Spirit of God carried the man of God. The Spirit of God carried the man of God. Carried him from the wilderness and dropped him in Azotus. Why? It was a stronghold. Nobody would have loved to go there. Now bring the scripture. So the Spirit took him, caught him away. And the Enoch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The Enoch didn't see the man of God again, but he went his way rejoicing. Why? He knew that he had received salvation, and he knew that this man of God, it was God who took him away. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea. What a man. Sensitivity to the ways of the Spirit. I want to announce to you that spiritually, we are in a season when you will hear about catchings away. Catchings away. Some men of God are coming on the face of the earth. They won't wear clerical. You may not see them in nice cars. They may not have a title. But they will be very dangerous people. They will be people who will look mysterious. Pastors will call them fake. And they may even call them occult, because they will not fit into the mold of a normal pastor. You will ask them who is their mentor, and they don't know. Because you see, they cannot be mentored, because the crookedness in our generation cannot mentor those special people. We don't have what it takes to mentor them. How can we mentor somebody to hear from angels? Mentor somebody to hear of the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Ghost, and mentor somebody to be caught away by the Spirit of God. That is why this Philip, even Peter, didn't mentor him. Peter did not show the man how to fly and disappear. Peter himself, did he ever disappear? See, you are making a mistake. Peter knew things like that. A gate could open on its own accord, and Peter will walk out. But you see, that thing to go to a Gentile with ease and things like that, this man did it with ease, better than Peter would do. Several years ago, there was a man in Nigeria And I think he's somebody I would like you to go and read about. His name was called Babalola. And he's the founder of CAC, Christ Apostolic Church. Those men, oh Jehovah. One day, there is a story that Babalola closed church and stood with his disciples. And they started praying Sunday afternoon. He said, shall we pray? They were praying. Up to the following day, he's still standing there praying. His people got tired, went to work, came back. Babalola was still standing there. 3 days, the man was standing at the same spot praying. When the 3 days came, he asked them, how many minutes have we been praying? They said, Baba, you've been praying for 3 days. One day, this man of God was praying in a wilderness, alone, on rocks. He heard something was climbing his back and seething, hissing. And the Holy Spirit told him, don't open your eyes. Then the thing was hissing. Finally, he heard, bah! When he opened his eyes, a snake had fallen from his body, burnt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Listen, Heavenly Father, send us back to the ancient pathway. Take us back. One day, Babalola was going to preach. And his wife locked the door and said, you won't come out. Because the wife was fed up with this spiritual man. You are not coming out. Crusade, the wife said, don't come. Babalola prayed in his room, held the wall and prayed, and disappeared from the room. Appeared at the crusade platform. Finished preaching and came home. The wife said, how did you go? He said, I vanished. From today, no man, no woman can control your destiny. From the river, from the desert, he appeared in Azotus. Azotus, Ashdod, stronghold of Dagon. Now, so the spirit led him to the wilderness. But to go to Ashdod, Abba, I went to Samaria, I broke through. I destroyed principalities and powers. Even Simon the sorcerer is converted. The breakthrough has come. John and Peter have come there. They are now even enjoying over there. Then God moves me to the wilderness. And God is now going to tell me, leave the wilderness and don't go back to Samaria. Go to Azotus. His flesh will challenge him. So God said, here, maybe if I tell this man to go, he may resist. So let me carry him and throw him. Listen, your next assignment, you wouldn't know what to throw you there. You wouldn't. Maybe a ready person do call, or sumawa own call, and there do be a old dago anajo. We be nyani anopano. No we pay baby. The spirit carried him and took him. So some of us, he will carry you and throw you into a job. Carry you, throw you into a family. Carry you, throw you into some situation. you love a man like Enoch? Genesis 5, 21 to 24. Genesis 5, 20, 21 to 24. And Enoch lived 65 years. And he begat Methuselah. Now, what is Methuselah? I think that was the oldest man. And begat Methuselah. Go to the next verse. Keep going. And Enoch walked with God. Hallelujah. After he begat Methuselah, 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch was 300 years. 365 years. So, and Enoch walked with God. And he was not. For God took him. Has God taken you? Has God taken you? The other day I was discussing some spiritual things with Reverend Steve Benson, your father. He told me, he said, Osofu, this thing you're on your own. I don't think anybody can follow you in these things. I told him, I said, Bishop James has told me that already. Bishop James has already told me I'm on my own. But you see, the Spirit took him. When you are preaching, does the Spirit take him? When you are singing, does the Spirit take him? Now this one, the Spirit took him from the earth to heaven. That is what we understand. The Spirit took him. Under, he's walking with God. And he was not. For God took him. Listen, it wasn't a happenstance. It did not just happen. He walked with God. That doesn't mean he and God were having a stroll. No. He followed God with intensity. And he kept saying, God, where you are, I can appear there. 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 You see the way you have been working with the American ambassador to Ghana. Every day you dream, you and the American ambassador are working in Makola because of an American visa. That is the way Enoch walked with God. Every day he had a dream. I'm walking with God. He saw himself in heaven where God was. And he looked at the graves and he said, I'm not going to die to go and meet God. I'm going to be walking, and then one day God will take me and I will just appear where he is. Somebody clapping. Something is happening. He walked with God. He walked with God. Lord, I want to be at your level of holiness. I want to be holy and pure like Jesus. I want to have the holiness of God, righteousness of God. I want the God kind of faith. I want to live in the God realm. If some people can be satanic, I want to be godic. Satanic people are like Satan. Godic people are like God. I want to be godic. Jesus said, Philip, he that has seen you has seen me, and he that sees me has seen the Father. When we were in London, a small girl gave me homework. A small girl gave me homework. She saw me. They sent me a video. She was coming for our pneumaticus meeting. And she started shouting, Grandpa Jesus. She said she's coming to the pneumaticus to come and see Grandpa Jesus. And I am the Grandpa Jesus. So, I'm going to see Grandpa Jesus. I'm going to see Grandpa Jesus. Said, they told me this girl wants to see Grandpa Jesus. She doesn't know anything about Pastor Eastwood. All she knows is that all these people shouting Jesus, Jesus, they are the Jesus. It means as Jesus is, you better be. This girl doesn't know Jesus apart from you. Why? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, people, your family don't know any Jesus apart from you. Can my brothers and sisters look at me, and I don't have to describe Jesus to them? I'll just tell them, if you want to know who Jesus is, look at me. Listen, can I stand in front of my church and tell them, if you want to see Jesus, don't look too far. Be ye followers of me, even as I am a follower of Christ. That is the one Paul, that is the thing Paul said. The pastor is not permitted to be the opposite of Jesus. And then, when you are the opposite of Jesus, you quote a scripture to err, you quote your own saying, to err is human. Six, my last scripture. By faith, now remain standing. You see, Genesis says he was with God and he was not. But the writer of Hebrews is saying it was not an act of chance. It was an act of faith. By faith, he was translated that he should not see death. That means who did? Papa no oshe, that's a mean who. But I'm not saying mean who. Mean who. Mean who. What's it mean? Anything that wants CEM to cry because of you, I cancel it. Leave him. Leave him. Leave him. Leave him. English language. Ademunti brofwa. Anything that wants him, send to cry over this man called Pastor Elisha is cancelled. He will not die, but he will live to see the works of God. And I pray that any conspiracy of principalities and powers and forces of darkness that are shooting arrows at him and threatening his life, I reverse their works in the mighty name of Jesus. You will live to see the works of God. Bring him to me. Elijah, don't be afraid of all the arrows they are shooting at you. Magadabasiya. The mouth of every casket is closed. The mouth of every pit and grave is closed. Mega God see another sign. By faith, Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But you see, you normally read Hebrews 11:6 without the 5. The verse 6 came out of the fast, verse 5. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So, if without faith, it is impossible to please him. And the Bible said he walked with God, and before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. It means he pleased God with his faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Tonight, I doubted if my voice could carry a message, and I'm sure the people who came from with me to the house are just wondering, how did this man preach a sermon over 1 hour? But you know, since I got born again and started preaching, the devil has not given me excuse duty even one day. Anything he throws at me, I lay him aside until my assignment is completed. I pray over somebody's life. Hey, Kafui and Edem, how you doing? God bless you. Magadoski yada. Whoa! How many of you love Jesus? Listen to me. Listen to me. Sometimes I because you know some of the pulpits are very holy. You don't sit on them, and yes, I want you, I know when you're cuckoo. Sometimes, when you want to know God, you listen to a certain voice. So for me, anytime God is speaking to me, let me say many times, when God speaks to me, I hear the voice of my biological father. Even when he was alive, if God says Eastwood, I'm this desert, I hear it like my father is talking to me, my biological father. You see, Samuel ran to Eli, he said, "Daddy, you called me." He said, "I didn't, it was God." So recently I was driving with Archie. We're in a car driving, and I said, "Archie, anytime God is speaking to me, I hear my father's voice. It's okay, don't disturb them. Anytime God is talking to me, I hear my father's voice. He said, "Ah, Daddy, now I understand. When God is talking to me, I hear your voice." Now, you know, over a few years, that guy has become so spiritual, I'm surprised myself. He just flipped like that. Archie just flipped like that. And the way I can hear, I can see, I can dream, he just flipped like that. He just flipped. And I'm like, I don't only have a biological son, I have a spiritual son. But Mama Christine, the state say. But because I'm in a prophet church, I can try it. Listen. What you want to be in terms of godliness, you won't find it behind the pulpit. Stop searching for it behind the pulpit. In other words, don't go to church every Sunday looking at the pastor and thinking you will see Jesus. You may not see him. We are very good speakers, but we are not good livers. A speaker is somebody who speaks the word of God. A liver is somebody who lives the life of God. When the pew is more hungry than the pulpit, we have a problem. We are working against gravity. The people sitting in the pew are looking for God more than those of us behind us. Revival is coming. Tears are falling on the altars of revival. I see a fire burning, and the fuel of the fire is not kerosene or petrol. The fuel is the tears of men. Tonight there is a cry. I wish I was in Boga to say there is a spirit. There's a what? Spirit pray. Spirit pray. Sometimes when I'm not in Boga, I'm not too sure. A cry in my heart. Makatapati yama masaya. Somebody cry out to him. I want angels to talk to me. I want the Holy Ghost to talk to me. Cry out. Come on, keep praying.
All of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
We'll sing it one more time.
Out of my belly shall flow river, rivers of living water. Yeah. Somebody pray the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody pray the Holy Ghost and begin to stand that river. Stand that river higher. One more time, pray. Pray it up. Stand it up. Stand it up. One more time, pray. Pray it up. Nations are inside of you. Answers are coming from your weak side. We'll sing it all together. Out of my belly.
Three.
begins to bring every death into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. And as the river flows, it begins to bring every death into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. And as the river flows, it begins to bring every death into life. It's a life-giving river.
Of revival. Jesus was with his disciples and they were coming to arrest him, and they said, "We are looking for Jesus." And he said, "I am he." That means they could not differentiate between Jesus and the disciples. That said the Lord, Jesus is bringing his people to a place where we and him will be so similar that the world will not be confused anymore. Because if he's light, we are light. If he's salt, we are salt. If he's the word, we are the word. But as of now, people are confused. But Jesus, look at revival. Revival. In 2 minutes, the altars are going to burn with fire. Watch this. Elijah had a number of encounters with fire. At least 3. The one people are used to is, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50s. Now watch this. If I be the man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50s. But on Mount Carmel, when the fire fell, it did not fall on the enemies or the prophets of Baal. Because that one, he said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. So on Mount Carmel, it was not about Elijah, it was about God. So when the fire fell on the altar. It fell on the sacrifice. It fell on the sacrifice, but not on the enemies. Today, our fire is falling on our enemies to prove that we are men of God. But to prove that Jehovah is Jehovah, fire does not fall on your enemies. Fire falls on the sacrifice. And you and I are the living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Listen, I don't want my enemies to catch fire. I want to catch fire. I want to be on fire. I want to be the one the fire of the Holy Ghost is falling upon. On the day of Pentecost, the fire did not fall on their enemies. The fire sat on the apostles. In the next 1 minute, people are going to be on fire. You know what, people? This revival has only 2 nights to travel. Today and tomorrow night, don't be in a hurry to go anywhere. Tomorrow is a holy day. Stay here for the next 30 minutes, the next 45 minutes. Let the fire of God fall on you. Listen to me. We are tired of this boring Christianity. From one sermon to another, from one meeting to another, from one conference to another. Listen to me. It is about time we caught fire. And somebody is praying right now, Lord, let your fire come on me. And when we start praying, the fire will fall. There will be chaos everywhere. Commotion outside. Commotion inside. Voices of the angels. Voices of the Spirit of God. Right now, may you have access to the spirit realm to hear the voice of his angel and the voice of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice. You have 7 minutes to catch fire. Somebody pray. Let the fire of God come upon me. I don't know whether these instrumentalists are ready to play the old song, fire, 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 fall on us like the day of Pentecost. I don't know. I need some action behind the choir. Seriously, I need some action here. Somebody pray. Overtake the choristers.
Pentecost.
God is ready.
I see people with a book in their hand, and the book is burning like a cold pot of fire, and that book is the word of God. The word of God is a fire. They'll carry the word, and the word will burn in their heart and in their mouth like a fire. Holy Ghost, bring them to me. There are 50 people who are carrying the fire of the word of God around the world. Bring them to me. I see God sending them with revival everywhere in the name of Jesus. Come on, take it. Now. Now. Bring them to me. Take it. Makatabalas. Receive it. Somebody pray in the spirit. I want to encounter God. I need the power of the Holy Ghost on my life. Somebody pray. Take it. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. I see ministers of the world. Receive it. Come on, lift up your hand. Outside, inside the building, everywhere, the Spirit of God is moving. Receive it. Watch this. I hear the voice of the Spirit of God. I hear the voice of the Spirit of God saying to me to tell you, your fire is coming alive. There are pastors, men of God and women of God in this building who are getting depressed because the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the fire of God in their ministry has come down, and they are saying, Lord, I need you to rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost in my ministry. If you are watching me online, something is happening to you. But if you are in the building and you are saying, Father, my ministry must come back to life, that is why I'm here. I need you to approach me. Receive it, sir. Take it. Or just move it. Oh. Holy Ghost. Makataba Holy Ghost.
Do it again.
Takaba,
takaba.
Take it.
Open.
Receive it. Into your Nico Crow song, The prophets of old said, there is a generation that will call light darkness. I call darkness light. Today, when you say an angel talked to me, and the spirit spoke to me, the pastors behind the pulpit will say you are confused. They rather teach us to think. They say use your mind. We have many lessons on how to think. Few lessons on how to listen. You know, listen to the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit. And let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And to the seven churches of Asia Minor, he said, write. And unto the angel, write. Unto the angel, write. Listen to me. None of those letters could have been written to our churches today. None. I'm the founder of a denomination called Fountain Gate Chapel. And I can tell you, even there, there are times you realize their ability to listen to the Spirit of God is close to zero. No. Prophet, when hearing from the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, for me, is my way of life. For me, it's my way of life. For me, it's my way of life. And I realize the spirit and the flesh. Oh, why have you allowed them to mock you until you stop listening to the Spirit? Whenever you listen to the Spirit, they say you are confused. When you listen to the Spirit, they say, Bibi, how? And I wish you tear. Pray right now. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Take it. Receive it. Take it. Two of you. I don't need to touch you. Just take it. Take it. You had UPSC. Well, you had UPSC. I remember. Take it, sir. So the ones who are spiritual, we call them confused. When they are in our churches, we persecute them. Because sometimes their dressing is not very nice. They are not very cute. And they've not traveled to Paris and traveled to Spain. They've not gone to Madrid and they've not gone to Barcelona. So all those people, we've just shut them up in our churches. And prophets like this, everybody wants them to be quiet. Jesus, look at this woman. Take it. Let it go. Flow. Take it. Jesus. Take it. My Lord. Seven angels walked into this building. And they stood over the shoulder of seven people. Patted them on the shoulder. Called their name and told them, the Lord said, your level has changed. Yeah. Let the angel touch the seven and usher them into the new realm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Bring them to me. Hurry up. If you bring them after 2 minutes, that council would have expired. I have 2 minutes to execute this council. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider the wells your hands have made, I see the sky and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy path through my soul, my Savior God, to me, how great thou art, how great thou art, and sing. Falling on 10 women, and God said, your time for childbearing has come. Take it. Also, Rogini, Yeyiwa, yeah. Also, Rogini, yeah, he's heard. What now? Prophetic unction through revelation or anything told you they saw you had passed? Has anybody told you they saw you were dead? The Lord said that. He answered yes. But the Lord said that. They were bringing you a message because in the realm of the spirit there was a rumor that you should be assassinated spiritually so that embarrassment will come to the body and to those that love you. But tonight,
amen,
God brought you here,
amen,
and stop. When I was praying for him, somebody here, you started feeling a pain, sharp one, in the left side of your chest. Can you come to me here? You. Because you were targeted for the same thing. And I'm standing by you here. Take it. Magadoskia. Cabia mau. Take it. Let it go. Let it go. My daughter, flow. Take it. My katabalas. Let it flow. Yeviza. Wuna. Etsewo. Yet the Asida, yet the Kabia, look at me. Everybody on this side, I'm facing. There is a spirit of travail for prayer that is coming on 10 of you. And the Lord says the prayer will be so intense that mortals on earth cannot understand what you are praying. And you yourself will not understand. But watch this. You will pray it for 3 days. You start feeling something like a pain in your stomach. But that pain is a pain of travail. Look at them. Look at them. Travail. As soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Receive it right now. The pain you are feeling in your belly is a pain of a travail. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of intercession. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of intercession. Jesus. This, come here. When you go to church, play my. These are the kind of people who are walking about and they are so hungry for the oil. And they are getting fed up because what they are looking for, they can't find it. What you are looking for is not behind pulpits. You can't get it behind pulpits. Elijah the prophet had that common sense. That there are some things you don't find behind pulpits. You need an Elijah to follow. Now hear me and hear me. When we finish this meeting, the character of this pulpit will change. But evil, I will finish this meeting. Tangible, palpable revival. People will be sleeping in this building. One day I stood in Bogatanga and I said, I see a fire in Victory Bible Church. And witches and wizards are being delivered in Victory Bible Church. Bishop Takia boy called me after some time. He said, Osofo, I've been so me fear Otiwa. My friend said, me preach a woman. Because you see, Bishop Taki is my friend. My brother. For I think about 3 years now. No, since COVID. I haven't been there. My casa, I mean, yet I never come. And when it's not like me could have a bag and I'm in a Nankiki. You see that thing they say, angel, they talk class, no one be. And the spirit they talk last Monday. We are the listener where we are. And sometimes there is a time for you to go somewhere. I brought a word. See, this man was like saw radio no some time ago Casanova radio where bro now a cheap frequency and TNT now he has tuned us to listen. Now when he says rise up and walk, the cripple will get up. He says eyes open. Now what can say be TA after you TA. Blind see, deaf hear, revival take place. People will sleep here. I'm smelling. I know the only genuine Avevo in the world. As he said, I related to the Avevo we know. Come on here. How do you know? Okay. He was a very nice man. I was very afraid of my father-in-law. The one who didn't fear my father-in-law was a Avevo. That he used to go to him and face him for me. Of an old woman, and you're not a man. Every father, no business. I am over by no bigger, and I've ever go. Every other go fishing man. You say the big old man, very good man. See, alabaster. Go and put your hand on it, but don't pull it. Otherwise, you break the alabaster. Just go and put your hand. And let the oil. The oil that is prophetic. The oil that is apostolic. The oil that goes even as far as Samaria and Azotus. Come upon you. Not the oil of convenience, but the oil that flows into places where the ordinary are afraid to go, and the common cannot go. Spirit of God, I see a fishing hook, and the fishing hook fell into the congregation and drew five people. And I said, Lord, what are they? Chey, this is serious. He said, these are five giant fishes that will carry Jonah in their belly. And I said, what is Jonah? He said, Jonah is a ministry to Nineveh. Let the hook, the hand of God, pick up the five. Take it right now. Take it, two. Take it, three. Take it, four. And take it, five. Bring them to me. They carry Jonah in their belly. And the Jonah is a ministry to Nineveh. Nineveh is the place where others don't want to go. Take it. Now, somebody clap your hands and scream. Online, it is happening. Oh. Some will be sleeping on the veranda. Mama Christie, I see people coming from the nations of the world. And they are carrying boxes with the ribbons on them. Mama Christie is written on the boxes. And the Lord is telling me, to tell you. Your sons and your daughters, whom you have produced in ministry, but they have forgotten about you. There are three in particular who are doing very well, but they've forgotten about what you have done in their life. Between now and the end of December, they will come to you and they will shock you. Thus saith the Lord, you have not labored in vain, for thy seed shall remember thee. Will be filled with satisfaction and with joy, saith the Lord. Makatolo Bosia. Everybody lift up your hand. If yesterday you made a pledge to sow a certain seed and you have it, put it on the altar. Abosomsomfo, any unbelievers, and Serena Minkrofo. Prophet, what I notice is that because of the disobedience of the believers, they make unbelievers mock us. Every day, if you don't raise an offering and raise funds, they will never respond to anything. So because of that, you know what? We expose ourselves to unbelievers to mock us. Today, a woman visited me and she said, they have a fellowship and they don't receive offering. She said the last time they did a program, which was a retreat, the total cost of the retreat was 250,000 Ghana cedis. But they don't receive offering. And she said, Daddy, by the time we finish, the whole program is paid for. I said, how? She said, so, most of the women in that meeting are well-to-do. It will be the 50,000 baht, will be the 70,000 baht, will be the 20,000 baht. Into offering, or munji offering. When you receive offering, they feel offended because the ones who are blessed among them understand. Can we come to the place where, when prophet says, Brother Israel is coming, we are coming to do a program, somebody will come to prophet and say, you know what? What does it cost to even bring a man here? You know what? My daughter asked me, what should I tell prophet is your plane ticket to come here? Plane ticket, maybe hotel, whatever. I told him, please don't tell me. Me and him are not like that. Me and him are not like that. I will just appear. Me and him are not like that. I will just appear. I told her, I said, if I want to, I come to Accra. If he doesn't bring me to Accra, I know the way. Nankra minim kwai. And a plane no minimutra. He doesn't have to get me plane ticket to come. I know how to come to Accra. You see, next year, I'm going to do National Holy Ghost Action Campaign. Holy Ghost Action Campaign. Homecoming. And we are going to do it in CEM, first week of July, next year, 2024. And I told Pastor Steve, I said, Pastor Steve, when I'm coming, no plane ticket, no road fare, no hotel bill. And when I finish, don't give me a penny to support my ministry. I'm just coming because of our history. Mama, you said, I said, Pastor Steve, I'm just coming. I said, me and you, we are over 60 years old. We don't need anything from each other apart from love. He said, oh, with all the work you are doing in the north, we would rather like to bless you. I said, Steve, no. I'm just coming. And from the Wednesday to the Sunday, I'm preaching every morning, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night. And that because that is the pattern for that Holy Ghost action campaign. It's not only night preaching, it's morning and night. Shauni, Abranti Abra, O Papa Way, Oho, Uninetti, Opewazen. I just looked at him. The Lord said he needs fatherly love. And I pray today, may the heart of your father be turned to you, and may your heart be turned to your father. Listen to me. Your father is a good man. Anything he could have done for you, if spiritually he had what it took to do it, he would have done. Today, soon, soon, Bibi, assist. Lift up your hand. May your father give you a better heart. Take it. Spirit of God, the spirit of revival, a line has been drawn here, and the Lord says there is a line in the spirit many people are not able to cross, and God is picking three people from here to take people across that line spiritually. Bring me the woman of God, bring me that man, bring me the third person. Enti sosume yewe juma sosume. This is an also which modern day backsliders cannot see. Young backsliders cannot sing this song.
offering.
So like if I'm coming to do Holy Ghost Action Campaign and I tell Pastor Steve, it's okay, I will just bear all my cost. That is one way of making a special offering unnecessary. So that you can come to the meeting and not have an opportunity to insult us. I'm just disarming you from insulting us. Because you know the truth of the matter. We don't do these things because of what we can get. No, and from Anopa to Enumre, I came here with a face mask. I can't even find it. He called me, I couldn't pick. Sir. Me and goat, there was no difference. So by the time I was coming here, me and mommy were doing coffin conversation. Because I got the cold and I gave it to her. So we're conversing. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Oh. So I was firing, she was firing. Are you a carpenter?
Yeah.
this meeting. But you know what? Yesterday I challenged some of you to sow a seed. You are supporting your own ministry. Don't let unbelievers confuse you. When they go to a restaurant, they put something down. They go to watch football match, they put something down. The other day I heard that a team in Saudi Arabia are trying to buy Mbappe for 326 million pounds. I said, say the amount down. 326 million. Over 29 million. $326 million. You know, we don't give to God because somebody forced us. We just love Him. Somebody between tonight and tomorrow night sow a seed of 1,000. Can you come to me and take an envelope and do it? Can you come to me and pick up an envelope and do it? Between tonight and tomorrow night. Thank you. Thank you. Can I get 20 more people walk from where they are? 20 more people walk from where you are. Sow a seed of 1,000. Because you love this ministry. And you appreciate this man of God and what he's doing here. I'm telling you, you are so for you. Oh my idea. Oh my idea. You see, I keep telling you, be merciful on us a little. Stop comparing us with Peter and Paul. Peter had no church building. Paul, no near ordinary. Jamaun Kay Bibi sir. When you say Peter, no, on Tia Light Beer. Paul, no, on Tia Light Beer. Now, yes, tax and confusion will be temple tax crowd in the Biakoya. Fish. Fish ATM. As of all my idea. Light. Listen. It's time for offering. And out of your heart. I don't need somebody to tell me that. If I give, God will give me something. If God didn't give you, how did you get what you are bringing? So, He has given you already because we love Him because He first loved us. So, the 1,000 you are bringing, though, Iradi or the Ama or Dada. And Uyibi and the Abereno. Somebody come and take an envelope and sow a seed of 1,000. And sow a seed of 1,000. And sow a seed of 500. And sow a seed. I thought you were following your mom. Thank you. Somebody sow that seed. Yeah, somebody can send a momo now. Do it. The mobile giving numbers are on this screen. Somebody sow a seed of 500. Somebody a seed of 200, somebody a seed of 100. Somebody, come on, just come to me. Just come to me. Between tonight and tomorrow night, you just want to be good. You are giving an offering as a good person. Say, Onyami, why you be? Why you be? One day, I went to London. I was in London, Mama Christie. And we went to a restaurant to eat. And when we finished eating, we went to the car park. And I started singing this song and dancing in public. Ha! Mommy and everybody, they were looking at me. And Mommy was giving me fans. My husband danced. White people were looking at me. They fear me. Of building some of these pastors are building. If Peter saw them, he would collapse. Peter. So why are you? What, Bujuma? Can somebody look for a seed of 50 and sow it tonight? Somebody, come on. Show some generosity in this house. Let me see an alabaster. You see, alabaster in particular, where a woman broke alabaster box of ointment and poured it on the feet of Jesus, and it was valued at 1 year wages. 1 year. That was somebody's 1 year. So if you are in this church, alabaster, and you are giving offering like Kaningbe, you are not trying. I want everybody in this building, take an offering, whether it's 20 or 10 or even one, and put it on the altar. But nobody should sit down. Ebenezer.
My stone of hell, Heaven is ahead.
You because you are faithful. Receive your honor, receive your praise. You are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come on, lift up your hand and thank God. Amen. Amen. Father, we give you, who is that who wants more? If you, even at your young age, if you are attacked by what I've been dealing with, you will not be able to open your mouth for 30 minutes. But the Lord has been faithful. Tomorrow is Friday. It's the last day. You want to make sure you end well. And the Lord mightily bless you. I love you. And God mightily bless you. Shall we receive the prayer?
Come on, everybody, you are on your feet as mommy and papa. Watch out, are you clapping in prayer? May the Lord restore him, strengthen him, restitute. Are you clapping, 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 clapping? Come on. We are not through yet. Clap your hands. My God, my Lord, my God. Saviors 2023. What a convention. Let your shout confuse your haters. Oh, Shaddaha. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What a night. What a night. What a preacher. What a man of God. What a message. Deep revelations. I'm on to go for it. Unflinching, unbudging, unmitigated, precise, vivid, scintillating, cataclysmic, catatonic, belligerent, raw power. My Lord, my God. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we go home, let me say this to you. I said to my team, I said, most of you are living a life that God is not happy. When a Christian struggles, it's not the joy of God. Never. I said to them, use the saviors to pull yourself. Pull yourself from the dungeons of struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. I said to them, dress well, look well, all the well, do it. Sow into yourself. It's an offering. It's an offering. The petrol you drove to this place is an offering. Oh, I'm talking to you. It's an offering. After the 4th of August, the shift will be vivid. The shift will be visible. The shift will be tangible. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Your prophetic shift will be manifesting, will be revealing. My God. Oh. So I said to them, the Lord have spoken to me. It's an instruction. The reason why I ask you, Kofidru, to bring is to the number is to tap into that apostolic, governmental, prophetic, and revival grace and shift to your next level. I am determined to provoke this anointing. Now, let me do this very quickly before we go. I have told the team, by your own volition, not by compulsion, whatever you decide, even if it is 2 CDs, put it in an envelope. We will package it and present it to the man of God and say to them that there is this young lady here who presented this. Please pray for her, for us. Now, this is it. We've taken our offerings and all that. But this particularly, what I'm about to, I want to give you an envelope. Like we do normally when men of God finish and we say, sow under your feet according to the book of Acts. I want to give you an envelope. This is specifically to the honor of Reverend Eastwood. It is not to support. No. It is for you to provoke that grace. The man is having 5 major projects at the same time. One of the projects is a 7-story building. The lease is a complex for a whole community at the same time. Sweatlessly. The SIT project is a Fountain Gate International School, the extension. SIT project, all happening at the same time. The team traveled to London. He carried not less than 20 people there and brought them. A struggling person can do that. I told my people, we are building only one alabaster seat. Only one. I don't want to struggle again. And then package all the envelopes and say, Papa, these are offerings of the people. Please pray for them. Can I leave you with an envelope? You, whatever you choose to put, it's yours. It's your prerogative. I won't say 10. I won't say 20. Whatever. And then drop it on the altar. If you want to take it home and bring it to tomorrow's all night, no problem. You can do so. But pick up an envelope. I told the people, I said, shift, drag yourself out. And your life can never be the same again. Protocol, can I have the envelopes right now? You know, Apostle Jerry, come, give the Nana, come, all you guys, protocol, everybody, pastors, Mama Comfort, everybody, have envelopes, share this envelope. Let's do this in 2 minutes and let me see my mother Christy, they will take it off. You know, and just, and if you can't make it to tomorrow's all night, drop it on the altar. If you can come to tomorrow's all night, it's okay. Keep it, make a decision and bring it tomorrow. And let's close and go. Hey! Pick up an envelope. Don't say, I don't work. I don't have money. No, 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 no. We are done. Let's do this. I will let Prophet Akonai close the meeting for us, letting you to know that the Tema Commander, Jehovah the Mafia, Living Dove, Prophet Job Edu is in the house. Too much. What it can be a coin. It's okay. That is your own prerogative. Yeah. And can you hear me out? Tomorrow is not an evening service. It will not start at 6 p.m. Tomorrow is a holiday. We will start tomorrow's night meeting at 9:30 in the evening. It's an all-night. It's an all-night session. We are going until tomorrow morning, until Saturday morning. I said to my personal prophet, Prophet Akonaya, I said, tomorrow we will drag you here by force, by fire. Unction from Uganda, by force, by fire. I miss you. You've been gone like 3 weeks now. We miss you. Man of God, good to see you. Thank you for coming. I'm so excited to see Pastor Elijah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Reverend Samba, we love you. Thank you. Reverend Nat, thanks. God bless you. Pastor Medi, give me Bishop's name proper. Let me acknowledge him well. Yeah. My God. You will bring it tomorrow. It's okay. Ghana's preaching machine. Dr. Justice Avevo. My children, when you met, they love the name Avevo. Amazing. We can't wait to have all of you again. Revival 2023. September 3rd week to the last week. 14 days of God's glory. Reverend George Nate, Prophet Job Ado, Dr. Justice Avevo, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai, Reverend Elvis Achiman, Prophet Love Papu, and the list will go on. Apostle Randy Impact. It goes on and on and on and on. We can't wait for September. It's going to be awesome. Prophet Dominic Owusu Andor, coming all the way from Tema. It's going to be awesome. 14 days. 14 days. We realize that last time it was just 1 week. It was too short for us. So this time it's going to be 2 weeks. Amen. The Lord bless you. We love you. Guys, thank you for coming. Don't miss tomorrow night. Tomorrow we start at 9:30. It's the last day. You have a prayer shawl, a tallit at home. Come with it, please. It's a very special night. Have some ointment and tokens. We came from Israel with, it will be a joy to share with you some of the tokens like the anointing oil and all that we brought from Israel. It's not for sale. You know, we just pour some for you, you know, and the Lord bless you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Prophet Ebenezer Akonai is here. I would love him to close the service for us. Your two hands are lifted.
Amen. Somebody just lift up your hands and let's just thank God. Let's give him praise for what he has done. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise and thank him for such an awesome service. Such an impactful, inspired service. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the great gift of a father you've brought into this meeting to speak into our lives. Lift up your voice. Come on, just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, give him praise for all the declarations, the prophecies. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you. Yes, we give you glory. Yes, we give you praise. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for sending us a man. We thank you for sending us a prophet. We thank you for sending us a voice. We have received your word.
We pray that we will respond to the word. And we pray in the name of Jesus that from today you will teach us how to listen to you. You will teach us how to know your voice and how to know the voice of the Spirit. We ask that when you send your angels to send us and to fetch us, we will be available in the name of Jesus, and we will respond to your word and do what you have called us to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that Heavenly Father, whatsoever we will need in order for us to go follow your word and walk with you, it shall be in place from now, and we shall be careful to give you glory. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray that every prophecy given here will be fulfilled. Every word spoken over our lives will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Alabaster. We pray that tomorrow by this time, testimonies will flow in this house. We pray that tomorrow by this time, people will be delivered. Tomorrow about this time, people will be here giving you praise for what you have done in these days. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your servant, Prophet Kofi Odro and Mama Rita. We pray the Lord, you keep them for us. Give them long life so they will continue to lead us and help us to reach our destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, let everybody shout a loud amen. A loud amen. Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Somebody shout a loud amen. Amen. Tell somebody else.
Week in Savior 2023, we are going to see the restoration of raw power, scintillating power, cataclysmic power, catatonic power, catastrophic power. We are going to see belligerent, undiluted power. Somebody shout power. I'm talking about. I said Israel, if you cannot be a king over witches on earth, how do you think you go to heaven and reign over angels? Tell yourself, I refuse to be the tail. I am the head and not the tail. Among your father's children, shine. The question, where are the tongue broadcasters? Where are the past preachers? Where are the people that are bringing our hearts back to alignment? Where are the people who can boldly stand before you and tell you we are all going to die, and after death there will be judgment? The trumpet is sounding and it's in death, but nobody is in agency, is in haste.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.